Rodney Atkins, Farmer's Daughter, here on Kix 103.3. Big Daddy Dave coming up on 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. We've got a Kix Morning Chat ready for you. And joining us from the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office, we've got Major Aaron Barlow. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Always a pleasure.
Sunshine. It's a good-looking day.
Yeah, it's just warm. We're not freezing to death. I like it.
I know. And we're a week away from Thanksgiving. Can you believe it?
I bet you in 2 weeks it'll be well below freezing for about 2 weeks straight. That's right. Just the way the weather is around here.
That's how it works, indeed. Well, one of the things that's on people's mind, especially now as we've had ice in North Carolina, Charlotte, our area, I'm sure they're curious what the sheriff's office role in all of this may be.
Okay, with the current operation, that completely is going to be a federal operation.
We
have no involvement in that. Local law enforcement, state law enforcement, and local and police departments do not have the authority to take someone into custody for immigration status. We cannot do that at all. So we're nobody in local law enforcement is playing a part. That is all completely federal agents. So that's our role. If we have a role, we do house detainers in our jail. If a federal detainer, we've done that for years, but that's the only role we have. We're not going out with them, helping them. They're doing that solely on their own.
Absolutely. And it's good to know that, like what you just mentioned, the detainer, this is something you've been working for a long time, making sure these criminals who get arrested here and aren't supposed to be here, you work with the federal government on that.
Yeah, we've been doing that for well over a decade. It's called the 280G program, and that's where local law enforcement, specifically sheriff's office, can make an agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. If you have somebody that goes through your jail that's been arrested, you can check the detainers that are issued by the federal government are entered into the same database where wanted persons are at. And it'll tell us, hey, this person has an immigration detainer. We can contact immigration, say we have this person, and they will start processing the person. So that's one of those cases where somebody gets arrested for another crime, brought in, gets processed in our jail, and if they have a detainer, they will be held on that detainer. We observe the federal detainers, just like we do a federal warrant for arrest.
Right. And that's, and it's important to realize there's a lot of misinformation out there, both online and otherwise. It's important to really find out what actually is going on.
Yeah, and my understanding of everything that's happening is that who is being picked up are criminal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by a criminal alien is somebody who is in the country illegally that has committed a crime. And historically, the ones that have been convicted of crimes that we've dealt with more often. And to give you an example, if we had someone that was, we arrested them that was here illegally, we charged them with, say, trafficking meth. They get a plea bargain for probation. What we do at that point is contact Immigration and Customs Enforcement, say, all right, here's a person who's been adjudicated. He's here illegally. So he's a convicted drug trafficker. That's the people they're sending back. And that's how the 280G program works with us, is we use our booking in the jail to identify people that have detainers, and we'll turn them over. And also, if we have people that cases we deal, we'll contact them and say, hey, we got an issue. Someone with illegal status has been convicted of a crime. Then they start that process as well.
Yeah, and it's important to realize this is what you're doing with all criminals.
Yes.
if you're arrested for a crime and convicted of it, you're just a criminal. It doesn't matter where you're from, who you are. You're going to be out there looking for them and enforcing the rules that you need to enforce.
Yeah, and we're going to enforce the law equally across the board. And that's just one of those things that, obviously if we do have someone that was convicted of a criminal offense and sentenced back to prison, we're going to send them to prison.
Right.
But when they get released, that's when immigration will be deporting them. So once they've served their debt to our society, then they can go back to where they're originally from.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you letting us know what, the sheriff's office role is, as opposed to what the federal agents are doing, and how you're already working ahead and have been to make sure you get these criminals off the streets, no matter where they're from.
Yeah, ultimately, our goal is to make Caldwell County as safe as possible.
Right.
So, Well, we would much rather have someone who's here illegally committing a crime to be sent back to their country of origin. That's just the right thing to do, I believe.
Definitely. Well, thank you for the information. Always good to talk to you. Want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, of course, because we'll be celebrating next week.
Yeah, next week we won't have a Thursday meeting, so it'll be Turkey Day then.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to all the men and women and the hard work they're doing there at the Sheriff's Office. Pass that on, and always good to see
you. We'll do it. Thank you, Dave.
All right. There's Major Aaron Barlow joining us this morning for a Kix Morning Chat from the Caldwell County Sheriff's Office.